you make a point there that in the remainder of that same chapter, look at verses 15, 16, and 17, that he refers to the Word of God. That the final check, the real check, is all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete or mature. So it's going back to the Scriptures.
That's the first area that we wanted to make this application and bring it home. The second one is something I'm sure there's a lot of concern about as we sit together, and that is in relationships. The world has a very perspective on how this is to be handled. And you know, Brother Tim already started, again, make a comment earlier, and he was addressing the young women here to say, if there's a man who expresses some interest in you and he's not demonstrating that he's responsible before the Lord, under the authority of the Lord, accountable to the Lord, and is not taken up with the interest in the things of the Lord, what did you say, Tim? Run, right?
Run.
There is a whole way that the world has promoted relationships. And unfortunately, a lot of Christian young men have taken up with those ideas. And I just want to remind us that the Word of God even speaks to this. It speaks to this. Again, it's in the manifestos in 1 Timothy. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, it's very clear what God expects young men to do in relationship to young women. He says in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 2, treat the younger women as sisters with all purity. We can be plain here. The world has given us and flashed all kinds of images before us. And we have a dangerous tendency, if we don't act sober-mindedly, is that we look at sisters not as sisters. We can look at sisters as quest. We can look at sisters as, even worse, we can objectify them. Say, this one's pretty, this one's not. That one's... Young men, the Scripture says very clearly, you treat them as sisters. Now, but if you don't have the gift of singleness, you're obviously, as a man, might be interested and looking forward to the opportunity or the occasion in which you might want to be married. An older brother said to me one time, he says, before you think about that, make sure that you know what we've been talking about earlier, that you're a man who's walking with the Lord. Because you have to be able to do something in a relationship that only God is going to hold you accountable for. It says you're going to be called to lead. If you can't lead yourself, how are you going to lead a wife? A sister. If you can't do what the Lord, and you're not acting as under authority, why are you going to command or demand that your wife be subject to you? There are some married young men in here. You're called to lead. And that leadership is by a servant heart. Leadership. It's a leadership that's couched in love, not in authoritarianism. That's the way the world does it. And it leads to all kinds of craziness when we act in accordance with the world's mindset with regards to relationships. So you might be asking, so what happens then? How do I do this? How do I go about this? Well, there's a real concern that I have in that if we adopt the world's ideology and philosophy with regard to it, what we end up doing is leaving a lot of emotional baggage and a lot of emotional wreckage around. And how can we say the love of Christ abides in us when we do that? we live in a world and a society where the player, and if you don't know what that term means, come to me afterwards and I'll explain it to you, but that the player is the guy. And in Christian community, there are guys who are players. I trust you get my meaning. We are calling all men to act responsibly before God in this particular area. There's too much damage being done. There's too much emotional wreck. And furthermore, you're doing a disservice to young women who are waiting on God. If they're waiting on God to provide a young man for them and you're not acting responsibly and living up as one who God wants you to be, then you're doing a disservice to the sisters who are waiting for God to be quiet. You reduce the pool of eligible men because you're not acting responsibly. If you're interested, the first thing you got to be sure is that you are leading your life and living your life before the face of God. That you are, have a real meaningful relationship with the Lord. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to lead anyone anywhere. And then should you get into a relationship, you should get married, then you have the additional responsibility of leading a family, of training children, admonishing children. If you're not admonished, if you don't know what it means to live under authority, how are you going to demonstrate godly authority in the home? Everything that we're doing as young men now, we're practicing, that's what we're going to end up being as we get older. So if you start with bad practices in relationships, you're setting yourself up for a very difficult situation in the event that you do get married. In the meantime, let's be careful. Let's be sober-minded about how we approach relationships. Treat them as sisters. If what you're thinking about what you want to do and there's someone you're interested in, what you want to do with them, ask yourself, would I do that to my sister? Or ask yourself this, would you like someone to do what you're about to do to your sister? With all purity, the world, media, it bombards us every day. And if we're not rigorous in our thinking to challenge ourselves and to reject that philosophy, we become desensitized and we could possibly even ourselves act out that way. Straight talk to young men. God is looking for young men who are willing to be accountable, responsible, and under the authority of the head, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that accountability and authority will manifest itself. It says in Timothy, and that's what I said, you got to make it your priority to read 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and Titus. He says, when you are meditating in the Word of God and you're giving yourself wholly to these things, it says your profiting is going to be demonstrated to all. It's going to be demonstrated that you are a man who's walking after the under the authority of God. And that's going to temper even how you approach your relationships and relating to young ladies. You will see the value. And if God is going to provide that young lady for you, it's going to be because you're in the position and ready. And look at it in Genesis. Adam was given responsibility. He was given the fact that he was under authority. This is the commandment. And then it says the Lord brought someone who was suited to help him out. That's the order. So I'm encouraging you young men to think deeply about the things that we talked about today. And I know the sisters are eager to you know, see the results of this. Right? And I think it's important that we take these things to heart because we don't have a lot of time here. And we want to maximize the time that we have to truly live for the Lord, for His glory.
I think we only have about 2 minutes left. Any last minute questions or comments?
One quick thing that was coming to my mind is some of the examples, and even what with what our brother Mark
Mark was saying. Just two additional examples in terms of what you were saying about relationship. And so it's none of it's easy, but I think one of the things that, you know, as we see through scriptures, there's almost two examples, two extremes. And I think what the Lord calls us to is to be able to walk that middle path. So on the one hand, you tend to see, and you know, we all see it in our own hearts as men, as you see the example of Nabal in First Samuel, who was a hard, cruel man in his relationships with the people in his life. And on the other hand of the spectrum, you see a man like Saul, who was a very needy, soft man who needed validation from others around him. You know, the minute that he heard that David was getting praises, he became insecure. So on the one hand, you know, you see, in, you know, men, I think, tend to default in one of those two extremes. Either we are hard or we're too soft. We're too weak. And I think, you know, in the life of the Lord Jesus, he was able to walk that middle path and show strength, not hardness, sensitivity, but not neediness. And I think that's the difficulty for us all, because I think we all struggle in one of those two extremes. We all know our own hearts as to where you know, what's more of our tendency on that continuum. But I mean, to your point, it's not easy. But with the Lord's help, we'll be able to walk that middle path.
I'm going to give a verse back to the servant. And I think of what you just said. I be in the way. That's the brother walking as before the Lord with the fear of pleasing him that is right. That being so, the Lord led me to the house of my brethren.